The importance of including native plants in your landscape cannot be denied, especially if you're interested in developing and supporting a wildlife population as part of your plans. Whether you want to see more monarch butterflies, colorful songbirds, or maybe a battalion of bug eaters to help keep your vegetable garden productive, you'll be more successful if you provide some tried and true natives. And that brings us to consideration of a relatively new word in the horticultural industry, the term nativar. It's used in defining a cultivated variety of a native species, and as with many new ideas, there are both positives and negatives sometimes involved. Larger and more abundant fruits can be developed, plant sizes can be more upright or compact, and a look at new offerings at garden centers and nurseries often boast of brightly colored foliage, double flower heads, or other enhanced blooms. Though these latest botanical advances may bring something new to your landscape, they might not bring the pollen, nectar, or seeds that are essential to the existence of many forms of wildlife in your garden. A recent article in National Wildlife Magazine laid out the importance of using native species when landscaping, particularly in providing habitat and food sources for a variety of birds. A study in Phoenix, Arizona, found that homes with desert landscaping provided more fruit, natural foods, and insects, thus attracting a variety of desert bird species. In contrast, homes with non-native lawns and landscaping tended to attract more invasive, non-native birds. And an avian population survey in suburban Chicago reported that residential areas with a variety of native tree species attracted twice as many bird species as nearby neighborhoods lacking such vegetation. Gardeners who work hard to develop their vegetable and flower gardens may initially balk at the importance of encouraging insects in their landscaping. But if you are a gardener who also enjoys bird watching, you'll know that caterpillars, moths, and butterflies are essential for breeding birds to nest successfully. And native plants are more likely to provide habitat for those insects, which in turn will ultimately serve as a food source for a variety of birds. Then, in full circle fashion, those birds will help protect your vegetable and flower gardens from an imbalance of destructive insects. And so it goes, as long as native plant species are a big part of the picture. Besides providing food and shelter for local birds and wildlife, native plants take less water and chemicals to maintain. And now a wonderful resource is available to help you identify plants native to your area. The Audubon Society has developed a database listing over 3,000 plants native to the U.S. It's available free of charge on their website. Just enter your zip code for a list of native plants that are just made to succeed in your area of the country. The listing is very informative, with basic plant descriptions and information. The native plants listed for my zip code included wildflowers, grasses, trees, and shrubs. It also provided photos of the plant and photos of the birds the plant will attract and support. With all the current attention being given to the use of native plants in both public and private landscaping, everyone should be able to include some of them in their future projects. When you're planning next year's botanical layout, why not consider going native?